Okay, great to be back now with St. John's Prep Football Coach Brian St. Pierre. And Coach, welcome back. I'm glad to have you on this beautiful Monday morning.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
Well, listen, Coach, it's been a couple of weeks since we chatted, and I want to go back. The playoffs are headed toward the finals here. And you guys, two wins in a row, and maybe go back 2 weeks ago, Coach, if you would, please. Give me a brief summary on your critique of the game against Shrewsbury.
Workmanlike. I think they did a good job. They came out. They used every second of the play clock on their offensive possession. So they would run it down to 39 seconds of the 40 you have to snap the ball. So they really slowed the game down, kind of played like a four corners back in the non-shot clock days of basketball.
So okay.
That was a very frustrating first half. We were up 14-0. We only had the ball twice, scored
wow.
times. But they controlled the ball for a long time. So obviously hard to win that way, and we pulled away the second half, won 28-0, but it was a methodical game, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I want to get to the most recent game against Wachusett, and I'm reading the article in the Salem News by Gene DiPlacido, and it looks absolutely crazy. Tell me, Coach, a little bit about the first half, which seemed wild, and then we'll get to that second half.
Yeah, I mean, first half, defensively, you see they put 20 on us, and that's obviously not great, but, you know, we had them in third and long at least three or four times, and just blown assignment here, missed tackle there, just kind of let them off the hook. Offensively, we did whatever we wanted the whole game, but defensively, we played better than the score showed. Second half, we shut them out, which is good to see.
And the second half, did you score on every offensive possession?
We might have, yeah. We only punted once in the game, and that was on us. We dropped a sure touchdown pass and had to punt. But other than that, yeah, we kind of do what we wanted.
All right, your QB had a great game again. And, again, without James Guy, your running game was pretty solid?
Yeah, I mean, I thought our offensive line played really well. And Carson Brown's, he's had a great year for us. He's kind of emerged since James got hurt about a month ago and hasn't really been back, and Carson has taken that opportunity and really run with it. And he's a strong back. He runs very, very hard, runs behind his pads well. But the offensive line is certainly playing the best they have all year so far.
I got to tell you, Coach, looking at the total yards, 540, according to Gene DiPlacido of offense, it reminds me when I first started broadcasting it, WESX, Danvers used to play St. John's Prep, Danvers High School. And there was a kid at quarterback for Danvers named Duke St. Pierre. And, between him and St. John's Prep, there was over 1,000 yards of offense in this game. So, it just brings me back of the fun of watching offense. I mean, I know it must drive coaches crazy when you see the other team score, but from a fan's perspective, we love watching all that offense.
Yeah, I mean, it depends what end of it you're on as a coach.
Yeah.
I love being on the end we were on the other night, but it's frustrating to see it end up in your end zone sometimes as well. It's a different game now. You know, my quarterback this year has just set the single season record for St. John's with 30 touchdown passes.
Wow.
In the season. I threw for 41 in my career.
Oh, okay.
And I started for 4 years.
Yeah, and that was a hell of a lot.
Changed a little.
Yeah, but even that was a lot. My God, that's incredible. Wow. Oh, you're right. And we're talking with Mark Betancourt over in Peabody to hear him talk about the passing game. It's like that's Peabody. Peabody doesn't pass, but and he said, hey, so you got to change with the times. So good for you guys. I want to ask you about now. You know what's coming up because this is the stretch run, and just. You know, you've mentioned each week about, what shall I say? I guess to put it in proper terms, you can get better. You can play better. And so you're still striving for that, and it's going to have to come to that against Central Catholic again?
Oh, we're going to have to play better. I mean, they're a great team. They're 9-1, whatever they are. We will have to play our best to beat them, and I think the kids are aware of that. We're always just trying to build it for the next week. We're critical with the kids, but it's constructive, and it's, you know, we're going to tell them what they did well, but we're also going to show, you know, where we can improve. Because if the minute you stop learning, you stop thinking that you get all the answers, I mean, that's when you get dumped on your butt. Well, so we don't want to get dumped on our butt right now. So we're building it. There's stuff we can improve on. I know what the box score looks like, and I know people can think we did this, that, but I look at it, and we shouldn't have punted. shouldn't have given up 20. We should get off the field on third down. There's plenty.
Right, right.
And the kids know that, but you balance it. They need to know that they did a lot of the things you asked them to do, and they did. So there's a balance there, but we can always get better.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Now, let me ask you finally, I guess, about Central Catholic. I mean, they beat St. John's of Shrewsbury, and so you have film, you know who they are, and you also have last week's game. So maybe you could once again just tell us about their strengths.
Yeah, I mean, it starts at quarterback. He's the best player on the field for them by far. It's not even close. He's probably as good a quarterback. He and the kid from Springfield Central are probably two of the very best quarterbacks in the whole state. So he's a three-year starter, extremely experienced. He can extend plays with his legs. He's a very accomplished passer. He runs their offense really well. So it starts there for us. And defensively, they run their scheme really well. They're a 3-4. There's not a ton of schools that run a true 3-4. They're one of them, and they do a really good job in it. So they're solid. Special teams, they're really solid. So they're solid in all three facets. But I think when you look at them, it starts with the quarterback.
Okay, and then finally, the game Friday night, 7 p.m. at Cawley Stadium in Lowell. Does that present any challenges going up there to Lowell?
I haven't been to Lowell for 5 years, but I know it's a little bit of a bus ride on number 95. We'll probably get hit, but we're used to that. We go down to Marshfield, we've been down to Brockton, Bridgewater, Raynham. I mean, so we've done that. Our program's done that for a long time, so our kids are used to that. So the challenge is who we're playing and the magnitude of the game and all that, and our kids get that, but we'll be ready.
I know you will. Coach, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again hopefully next week.
All right, thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye. That is St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.